Book 5. A Hero Strives with Gods. Now Diomedes' hour for great action came. Athena made him bold, and gave him ease to tower amid Argives to win glory, and on his shield and helm she kindled fire most like midsummer's purest flaming star in heaven rising, bathed by the ocean stream. So fiery she made his head and shoulders as she impelled him to the center where the greatest number fought. A certain Dares, a noble man among the Trojans, rich and a votary of Hephaestus, had two sons, well trained in warfare, Phegeus and Idaeus. These two the Achaean faced as they came forward upon their car. On foot he braced to meet them. As the range narrowed, Phegeus aimed and cast his long spear first. The point cleared Diomedes' shoulder on the left, and failed to touch him. Then Diomedes, wheeling in his turn, let fly his bronze-shod spear. No miss, but a clean hit midway between the nipples knocked the man backward from his team. Idaeus left the beautiful chariot, leaping down, but dared not stand his ground over his brother, nor could he have himself eluded death, unless Hephaestus had performed the rescue, hiding him in darkness, thus to spare his father full bereavement were he lost. Yanking the horses' heads, lashing their flanks, Diomedes handed team and chariot over to men of his command, to be conducted back to the ships. Now, when the Trojans saw how Dares' two sons fared, one saved, indeed, the other lying dead beside his car, every man's heart misgave him. Gray-eyed Athena took the fierce war-god Ares by the hand and said to him, "Ares, bane of all mankind, crusted with blood, breacher of city walls, why not allow the Trojans and Achaeans to fight alone? Let them contend, why not, for glory Zeus may hold out to the winner, while we keep clear of combat and his rage." Even as she spoke, she led him from the battle, and sat him down upon his commander's side. Now Danaans forced back the Trojan lines, and every captain killed his man. First the Lord Marshal Agamemnon struck from his car Ardius, a tall warrior, chief of the Halizones. He had turned signaling a retreat, when Agamemnon's point went through him from the rear, between the shoulders, driving through his chest, and down he crashed, with clang of arms upon him.